musicians to come. Not today is to justify me and answer what I am for, but you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future, but I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through our first live event, and now we're back on the air, World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
We didn't know it was going to happen.
I am so freaking pumped. That was amazing, my friend.
It was a great night, wasn't it?
Yeah, I went home and like repeated myself. Did that really just happen?
They found you at 3 a.m. standing in your underwear on your lawn saying, did that really just happen?
Pretty much, yeah. So, I'm Jaiton Andrew, I'm your humble poet, and we have our normal onslaught of people. To my left, we have Michael Amade. Welcome aboard, brother.
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Doing good, man. I'm so energized. I'm just freaking pumped.
Well, you know, we had that week off, and the week off felt really weird. I mean, I think we needed it, but it felt really weird.
I was out of my rhythm.
Yeah, and I think the event was a great way to come back to it, but I'm really happy to be back.
Yes.
I really think this is fun, and I'm looking forward to hearing the poetry and stuff, all the people who call in.
And we also have, to his left, the Phantom.
I'm proud to be part of the Onslaught.
Oh, right?
I love that.
The Onslaught.
That's what he said. I love it.
Yes.
And the hairiest portion of our Onslaught and operating all things technical, please welcome the Board Monkey.
How's it going?
It's going good, man. You did a great job at our live event. You did sound for how many different acts? Seven?
I think so.
Seven different acts. And they were such quality acts that I was actually the curtain jerker.
It was the
low act of the night.
It was great
to see me humbled. Thank you.
No, not that.
No, you know, I thought the way it kind of went, which was really cool, is that you kicked off the evening as you normally kick off the evenings here, and you know, like when we're just talking.
Yeah.
And then you know, I carried out at the end, but it wasn't about you know next event we have. I'll open, you close. I don't know. We'll do whatever.
We'll do whatever.
But it doesn't matter. I think the cool thing was is that it was more about the family coming together, just like the show is, only it was in a live venue. We hope that everybody's listening. At some point, we get to do an event where you can attend because I think it's great.
And if you didn't get to attend this one, go out to giveautism.com. Give a pledge because they are actually working on trying to bring kids out from underneath the penumbra of autism.
Yeah, they literally can. I mean, and this phrase freaks people out, but they literally can wake people up from autism. And also the event was sponsored by WildSight.
WildSight.co, yes.
Right. And which is a cool thing. And it's really a bicycle apparel company that really focuses on raising awareness of people just being conscious while they're driving. I mean, and they talk about, you know, the animals and things that are killed on the road every day, over 1 million in the United States, because people just aren't paying attention. I mean, some of that would still happen. There's accidents. But what this does is this really helps people, you know, focus. And that's what their mission is with WildSight. So WildSight.co. It's really cool.
Exactly. And what's cool about WildSight.co is they are a charity who funded a charity event for a different charity. And it's all about the spirit of giving, really.
It really is. And I think it was a great night and a lot of fun.
It was. And the key words that we said in there is our next event. We got to start planning now.
Oh, yeah, we are. And here's someone I would love to have at one of our next events. She's on the line right now.
Okay, please welcome Ellie from Pennsylvania. Hey, welcome back.
Ah, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Jay Todd. How are you? Boy, after 2 weeks, it's like withdrawal from the
I know. I was off my A game last week. I was like sitting at home going, what do I do? I mean, I was chatting with you guys, but I was like, I should be broadcasting right now.
Yeah, but it was a good show. I like the way you put it all together.
You did a great job,
really?
Didn't you? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, great job. Great job.
What are you going to share with us? Oh, by the way, before we get you started, we are building the next best of reel for our next event week.
So bring your best. What do you got for us?
Okay. This is called Dream of Enchantment Before Dawn. A timelessness prevails just before dawn, when all the world goes perfectly still, a mystical quiet. This is when the fairies end their dance and quiet their songs and grant their wishes. As the palest of light turns the sky a translucent blue, and stillness grows even deeper, and all you can see is the effervescent shimmer of dew that kisses their tiny wings, they wait. It is their bated breath that stills this time of day, waiting for those who believe to offer a fervent wish that the fairies only grant that magical hour before dawn.
Beautiful. Well done. And that's why Ellie needs to come perform at one of our live events.
I'm sorry, what did you say, J-Town?
That's why you need to come perform at one of our live functions.
I know, I would love to. Aww.
You know what, Ellie, if we can make it work, we'll get out there and we'll have you read. We'll have you lead off the evening like you lead off our show here.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, I would love that. You know, but I'm so far away from you guys.
Hey, we're working it out. We got all kinds of plans, and hopefully that'll work out.
Oh man, that would be wonderful.
It would be.
Well,
Ellie,
thank you.
Thank you for calling our show.
Okay, and I'll talk to you soon, Jay Todd.
Talk to you next week.
And you next week, and you too, Michael.
Hey, thank you, Ellie. We'll talk to you then.
All right. All right, bye-bye.
All right, if you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's right, that's 303-386-3598, or you can go on to worldpoetryopenmic.net. You can submit poetry. If it's something you'd rather have one of us read, or you're just a little nervous about calling in, that's fine. I would suggest if you are nervous, just do it and try. I mean, I was telling someone, our executive producer, about singing. You do it, then you get the courage.
Exactly.
So if you're nervous, just try it. We swear it's a great experience, and you know, we haven't been let down by a poet.
That's how I got
yet.
Into radio. You do it, and then you get the courage afterwards.
That's right. I think that's a rule
for
life.
That's how I got into poetry. That's how I got into firefighting, really.
You ran into a burning building, and you're like, oh, I got to get myself out of here.
I might need some firefighting gear. You know. No, just kidding.
I actually had a question about something you just said. You said bring your best because we're going to do another best of show. However, I remember 2 weeks ago, not last week, but 2 weeks ago, Michael brought up a good point. Write the worst sentence that you can.
Ooh.
When you have writer's block. You just pray to write the worst sentence ever.
Did anybody do that Fight Club assignment? If you did, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's right. But in the meantime, it looks like we have another caller on the line. The gentleman who performed at our event this last Wednesday.
Oh, yes. Please welcome to the line from Denver, Colorado, the one, the only, Kiefer.
Hey, I told them to introduce me as Holden McCrotch.
Holding my crotch. That's what it says above you.
I was wondering, because you're looking at the screen, and we see your name, and then right above it is your pseudonym. So we're like, maybe JT's just being weird tonight.
No, he's not. I introduced myself as Holden McCrotch.
He's
no.
Okay, I stand corrected, JT and Kiefer. I mean, sorry, Mr. Holden McCrotch.
Mr. Crotch.
So what? Thank you. It's McCrotch, but thank you.
McCrotch. Okay.
Scottish name.
Yes, I'm feeling Scottish today. So this poem is called Impatient, and I wrote this one in regards because I saw something that said, like, the average wait time for someone to respond for a text message, or at least waiting patiently, is like 3 seconds. And so it kind of inspired this piece. So, Impatient. Let my nonsense fill the page. Let me ramble for a while. I'm sure I can find a topic. Just give me a moment. What's your favorite band? Political party? Never mind, I don't want to argue, even though I love to argue. It's not that I don't value your opinion, it's just that I can't seem to focus. That's it, there's no focus in this present state of mind. This stream of endless distractions, from voices to cell phones to the flapping heads on blinking screens, they all want attention, all of it. I heard that the normal expected response to a text message, the amount of time that people patiently wait for a response, is less than 3 seconds. How much life passes in 3 seconds or less? and eye blinks, a track changes, three words have been written. One heartbeat, and we expect an answer. Patience is a virtue, and in all of our piousness, we've managed to snuff a virtue. We want answers, we want conversation, we want satisfaction immediately. I don't have time to waste. Time is money, and I need time before I start wasting money. So instead, how about you explain why these 3 seconds are so valuable, and less than 3 seconds, or I'll have to charge you for the distraction. So in this moment that you so kindly gave me, I think I've come to an understanding. I love to argue if you're patient enough to wait for my response. Otherwise, my 3 seconds are up.
Right on, brother. And that's why we want you at our next live event, my friend.
Why, thank you. Thank you. I would love to be present at your next live event.
And for those that weren't at the live event, I just got to say, Kiefer absolutely threw down.
He did.
And brought it poetry style. My friend, I thank you for being a part of my life.
Dude, that is no problem, and thank you for introducing me to this whole thing, because certainly without you, I wouldn't have been doing any open mics, so.
Oh, thank you, brother.
So, that's all I've got for now, unless you want me to read more.
You know, we're going to kick you off the air, we're going to get somebody else online.
We're going to do it with love, though.
We're going to do it with much love, and we want you to call back next week, okay, brother?
All right, sounds good, man. Take it easy.
All right, give us a call, 303-386-3598 if you want to share your poetry.
And one thing I do want to throw out, you know, we're working on getting multiple lines set up. We've been working on that for a while. It does, because as our show grows in popularity, there's a lot more people calling in. What I would recommend doing is, you know, just keep trying. We will, you know, keep trying. We will try to get you out. Generally, the last segment has less callers. So it's usually a good time to call in. But meantime, like Mr. J. Todd said, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
While we're queuing up the next caller, I do need to let you know we forgot to bless our sponsors with a little tag. So at the beach, tanning locations, 31 of them throughout Denver. Go ahead and give them a look, see if you need a tan. Sun's helping us out, but we've got that cloudy haze going on with the forest fires.
Hey, I don't tan outside.
Exactly.
I burn outside. I become lobster pink, but you know. That's going inside. It's generally the way it helps. You know, I can do it.
Exactly. And also, we want to thank Zing Tea. So once you're done tanning and you built up that thirst, go ahead and grab a Zing Tea made with 100% all-natural juice and cane sugar.
But don't take it in the tanning booth, because that is uncomfortable.
That would be very uncomfortable. Also, I do need to let you know we do have rules. We want 1 to 3 minute poetry. We want it without curse words. We want something the kiddies can draw from and learn from, not go, oh my goodness, what did I just hear? If you get offended, we apologize. We do not censor the poetry here. We will not censor the poetry here.
There's a few things we'll censor, though.
The censor that is the big F-bomb. That's the one thing that gets you immediate ejection. Other than that, so we do have somebody on the line a long time, and I mean probably one of the longest time supporters of the show. Please welcome Mr. Dennis White.
Well, hello, G. Todd, Michael, and Amanda.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Dennis. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I sure missed you last week. Glad you're back.
Well, we missed you guys.
We I mean, sincerely, we were going through a kind of a withdrawal, you know.
Definitely.
Thank you for the kind words that were mentioned towards me last week, and it's always appreciated.
Oh, brother, you know, I can't thank you enough for all the support you've lent us. I really, actions cannot speak how I feel in my heart, brother.
That's a great show, and it needs to be promoted, and I'm one of your cheerleaders.
Thank you.
I have a poem tonight that I'm sharing. The title is Cruising Denver, and it goes like this. Cruising through Denver on a Friday night, I flipped on the radio to a station just right. It was KZKO, that progressive station. They had the vibe to excite the nation. It was around 8 o'clock when the format changed, and the music was stilled and the words rearranged. After the intro, host J-Todd found my psych. For on the air now was World Poetry Open Mic, a call-in show for the young and the old, with poems read softly and some were read bold. From all over this nation and around the world, spoken art word was sweetly unfurled. Listening to the poetry, not watching my speed, for it was the speed limit. I forgot to heed. I was soon pulled over by a lady state cop. Wasn't very likely she'd let my speeding drop. Inspecting the car, she heard a poet named Tate talk of his life, his family, and fate. Then Ellie came on and spoke of love and Faye. And the officer's mood soon seemed to drift away. That poetry show, it worked its own charm. Her aggressive tone, it soon did disarm. She said, "Don't speed as you listen to KZKO, for there ain't nothing wrong with that radio show."
Nice. Brother, I love that poem.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to leave a nice big gap. That way I could edit that out for the best of show.
Hey, thanks. Flattery gets you everywhere, Dennis. I think we just found the trick on how to get on your best of show, J-Todd.
There you go. No, it's not going to be like that, I promise.
Nothing like buttering up the host. Right?
Oh, that's it. That's it. We got a whole tub of butter over here.
I'm not going to be able to fit my ego through the door when I leave.
Well, thank God we have all that butter.
Dennis, thank you very much for coming. And that was great, man. Thank you so much. It's great to hear your voice again.
God bless.
Thank you.
So we're going to be going to break here. I mean, we have a lot of callers. We have more stuff coming.
We do. We've got some sent-in poetry from worldpoetryopenmic.net, and the Phantom's going to read one for us as well. Plus your calls. Give us a call, 303-386-3598. We want to hold over the break. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Winter means snow, hot chocolate, and pale skin. Get back to your summer glow. At the Beach has 5 different tanning levels, as well as spray tans. With great prices and no waits, you can get back to your sun-kissed skin in no time. Be sure to check them out online at atbtanning.com for a location near you at the beach. Get your tan on.
Okay, so you said a boy band.
Oh, this is not a. This is an actual girl band?
Yeah.
Destiny Child?
No.
Does this sound like a man band?
Sounds like a boy band.
It sounds like a prepubescent band.
A boy band. It's the Spice Girls.
What?
Okay, I'm sorry.
They actually sing? I usually watch their videos on mute.
Yeah, I know.
Just want you to know that.
I know.
Sorry to all the Spice Girls. I want to apologize. If any of you are listening, I'm sorry about calling you prepubescent boys. We're back. World Poetry Open Mic.
And we are the next evolution poetry radio. We do have a caller, a very special caller from Ohio. He is Tate.
Hello, Jay Todd.
How everyone? You doing, brother?
Much better, thank you.
You sound great. You sound a lot better.
A lot better than the last time we heard from you.
Oh, man, am I ever. Can't wait. I'm going on vacation at the end of the week.
Oh, really? Where are you heading?
Yeah, I haven't had one in 8 years. I need one.
Where are you heading to?
Myrtle Beach.
Nice. Going to get some golf in?
I don't. No, you know what? I want to hang out at the water park and lay on the beach and play with my granddaughter.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Right on. What are you going to share with us tonight?
Oh, let's see. I think I'll read you one called Fast Eddie from my racetrack days.
All right.
All right. At the track kitchen that morning, I was playing cards with friends, and there sat Pop's eye we called Deadeye, Fats Jimmy, who drove the Benz. The fourth man, Wheelchair Eddie, a boy of 18, I'd been told. The wheelchair was his cross to bear. On each, God had broken the mold. Fast Eddie, as I called him, suffered from cystic fibrosis. Get out of my way, he'd say. I don't need no damn diagnosis. Eddie was cleaning up on us. Took me for 203. He was the best and wiped out the rest, taunting us all with his spree. The others always let him brag in pity for his condition. And that may be, but they weren't me. I'm not given to submission. Eddie, you're a gimp-legged freak, I said, giving his chest a tap. Off your butt or keep your mouth shut. Hey, Morgan, I won't take any of your crap. He waved that money in my face. You fish bite the same old hook. Man, he'd say, you're easy prey. You make it sound like I'm a crook. If you'd climb out of that wheelchair, I'd teach you some respect. Well, he'd laugh and jeer and show no fear. Well, now, what did you expect? But Eddie had such little time whereby we all knew his plight. What might I see if I were he? I'd welcome their taunts to fight. While others made him feel sorry for the state that he found himself in, I could see he was just like me, and though at times I would let him win. I think that's why he favored me. He would seek me out most of the time. The reason he played cards with me in the hope that I'd drop a dime. I never looked on him as sick. To me, he was one of the clan. He knew I'd say, Eddie, let's play. Come on, we need another man.
Nice. Very well done.
Congratulations on your live event.
Oh, no, no. I was going to ask you, is your new book out yet?
It came out, yes, 6 days ago. It sure did.
And you don't want to plug it on our show? Come on, now.
yeah, my shameless self-promotion. Sure.
All right.
Yeah, it's called My Immortal Soul. It's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can find it on writerscafe.org on my front page. And all you have to do is click the picture. It takes you right to it. But, yeah, it's probably the best work I've ever done. It took me 3 years to complete.
Excellent. I was looking at the cover going, wow, that is really, really class act all the way, brother.
Well, thank you.
So you're going to want people to tune into writerscafe.org and look up Pete Morgan?
Yeah, that's the easiest way. And then on my front page there, it has a picture of it. And all you have to do is click on the picture. It'll take you right to it.
Excellent. And if not, if you're friends with me on Facebook and you want his book, go ahead. I'm going to share a link to it. If you can just throw it up on my wall, brother, I will leave it out there for everybody to get a copy.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Thank you, my brother. We will be talking to you online this week. Thank you for all that you do for our show.
You're so welcome. Thank you very much. Bye, guys.
Bye. If you want to call in like Dave, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
And we actually had a couple of poetry submissions to the website, and I'm going to read one of those now. The poet who submitted this is Amanda Baldridge, and the title is A Grave Mistake. In this room, I wake to find reality has ceased my mind. The walls appear to close me in. The air is dense and getting thin. A mirrored chest reveals my face. A ghastly blur confines this space. Although I know I'm all alone, the silence still emits a tone. I don't recall arriving here. The last few days seem so unclear. A memory of muffled sorrows and a glimpse of death abruptly followed. Shadows cast along the wall. I do not answer when I call. Is it possible they do not hear the shriveled voice that cries in fear? Am I dreaming this is real or a metaphor for how I feel? A sudden thought has made me sad, a memory of something bad. I remember reaching for a knife and decided I should end my life. Was I lucid? Am I sane? Thinking I could end my pain. The shadows cast along the wall will never answer when I call. I realize now this lonely room is nothing but a hollow tomb. Broken screams and muffled cries. No one hears, although I try. My time has come to say goodbye.
Wow.
Wasn't that a cool one?
Yes.
I read that in the email box. I thought that was just such a powerful piece. Amanda, good job.
The great read, sis.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. The Phantom is my sister. That's out.
Great
just
poetry.
So you know.
But this is a different Amanda, too.
Yeah. The same no, great poet, Amanda
yes,
Baldridge.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Amanda Baldridge is great, and good read as well from you.
All right, so to keep the cast straight, Amanda Baldridge is not related to me. Amanda the Phantom is
yes.
related to me. There
yes.
we go.
Related to a phantom.
But we do have a caller on the line. Seems like forever since we spoke. Please welcome from Texas, Jack.
What's going on, guys?
We're happy to be back, Jack. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing just great. Down here in this 96-degree weather, just... You know, bacon, just bacon.
Yeah, I was hearing about that. It's I'm sorry, my condolences.
We had
did you just say something about
today.
Bacon?
Yeah.
Hey, no problem. In the winter, it's a whole lot better down here, though. So
it is.
It is true.
But when we're 99 up here, it's like a dry heat. So, you know, we aren't exposed to what you got.
That's what they always say. Well, hey, I've got one for you tonight, and this one is a tongue twister, okay? It's a little short, fun poem, and it's a tongue twister. So wish me luck getting through this thing.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks. And this is called What I Know, I Think. This is what I think I know, or what I know I think. Dust upon a windy sky will cause my eyes to blink. Roads that lead to nowhere find there's nowhere else to go. This is what I know I think, or what I think I know. Another thing I think I know, or know I think, roses come in pink and white, and often white and pink. Rivers in the summertime are often formed by snow. Just another thing I think, or think I know. I know. One more thought I think I thought, a thought I know I think. Snowy rivers send the flowers something good to drink. Dusty pink the roses on a nowhere road they grow. This is what I know I think, not what I think I know. There you go.
Nice. Wow. And I got to say, you made it through that tongue twister without stumbling like I just did.
I'm telling you, I can't believe I got through that thing.
That was great, brother.
Jack, thank you very much. That was a great addition to tonight.
Thanks.
Man. Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll hear from you next week, Jack.
We'll be there.
Excellent. If you want to call in like Jack, give us a call, 303-386-3598. I do want to remind you that you want to hold over through the break. Be willing to wait just a little bit.
That's right. And so give us a call, 303-386-3598. However, we are going to be going to a break.
Correct. And you are listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are the next evolution in poetry radio, World Poetry Open Mic.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there is something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Hey, it's your girl, Lady K, host of The Sounds of Soul every Tuesday night. Check out our newest sponsor on MSC Radio Network, Latin Life Denver. You know, being a Latina girl myself, I've always wanted to know anything and everything pertaining to Latin community arts and nightlife in Colorado. So if you want to know more information like I did, visit LatinLifeDenver.com. Once again, that's LatinLifeDenver.com. Adios.
Who is it?
Robbie Williams.
Yes!
The greatest pop star that we've never heard of in the United States.
That's right.
As opposed to Zucchero, which is another... Actually, by the way, I'm just going to... Shameless
Falco.
Plug here. I'm going to throw this out. If nobody here has listened to Zucchero from Italy, Z-U-C-C-H-E-R-O, go check him out. He's amazing.
Alrighty. I will look that up tonight.
So we're back to World Poetry Open Mic.
As well as music talk, we do poetry here. If you want to call in with your poetry, the number is 303-386-3598, just like Steve from New York did. Welcome back to our family reunion, brother.
Mi vida, mi cielo, mi espirito de amor. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien.
What was that?
That wasn't for either of you. That was for the Phantom.
Ah.
In the words of the great Clint Walker, I might speak slow, but that doesn't mean I'm funny.
That is my nice. Life every day, Steve.
I am very upset with you guys, by the way.
You are? What do?
Well, first, I had absolutely no idea what the heck to do with myself last Friday.
Join the club.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
We were all in the same boat, Steve.
And now you have changed around my bucket list.
Okay.
The running of the bulls in Pamplona had been number one on the list for the past 52 years.
Oh,
now
yes.
I just want to live long enough and be good enough to get a shout-out from Dennis in one of his poems.
That was on my bucket list. I can die tonight, you know?
Now, I'll tell you, Steve, if you did the running of the bulls in Pamplona with a giant sign that says, "Write about me, Dennis," and got a picture of that, I guarantee he'd do it. Two birds with one stone. That's what I'm saying.
That would be epic.
Well, guys, you were missed, and I'm glad to hear you had a wonderful event during the week.
Well, you got to come out for the next one.
I was trying to, and even headed out west on 80, but made it to Cheyenne and saw a sign for Montana and said, "Montana?"
Really?
Denver. And it was a real no-brainer. Montana.
You know, I'd probably make the same choice, to be honest, too.
You know, Montana is the Gaelic word for paradise. You just weren't aware of that.
Who's lived there before, he was aware of it, actually.
I am quite aware of it. I interned in Bozeman, Montana, so for radio.
So, Steve, what do you got for us this week?
In honor of the solstice, I've got a bit of old neighborhood memory called Rockaway Summer.
Excellent.
All right.
Every Wednesday through the summer, the barge would anchor offshore, ready for the fireworks display beginning exactly at 10. The neighbors walked to the wall separating street and sand to ooh and ah as star shells erupted over the ocean, casting flaming waterfalls against the blue-black sky, and rose petals of blue and green and red above the surf. Near the gently breaking waves, we lay upon a blanket, sharing an Italian ice made gritty by wind-blown sand, with cherry-sweet lips and fearful, inexperienced tongues, we held each other tight until the last flaming ember fell fading to the sea, the finale coming much too soon.
Nice, brother! Always in love with your style and your delivery, I got to say. Very well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and look forward to hearing you again next week.
Excellent.
Thank you, Steve. We'll talk to you then.
Okay. Bye-bye.
If you want to call in like Steve, give us a call at 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Or, Ms. Phantom, would you like to talk about how they can send in submissions?
You can actually submit submissions online through our website at worldpoetryopenmic.net.
Not .com. And actually, it'll be rolled over, so it'll be both technically, but .net is what we started with, and it's rolling over now. Speaking of the submissions, we have one here from Kelly Stevens called Typical Sunday Night.
All right.
Would you like to read it, man, or would you like me to?
Go for it.
Okay. Typical Sunday Night. Sitting here Sunday night, I'm anxiously awaiting something of importance, anything with substance. I need to get my head right for distinguishing alibis and truth around midnight. I want to cry out, both tears and screams. I feel I need someone to examine me. Spinning, I strike out. It's about to be lights out. I dread a blackout. Agonizing over-apologizing makes me fearful. Feeling like I've injured myself, burning hot. Fire pokers and paling and vital organs need to heal. That's always a losing battle, having quarrels with rivals. Breathe, damn it, girl. Get it together. Do something of importance. Get off of your knees. Put on your armor. Yes, you can stay bitter. You just need to be calmer. Think. 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 Overanalyze the previous interaction. How will that help? Rethink inner dialect and get a drink from the bathroom sink. I have no clue what's going on. I don't know. Subdue taboo thoughts of you. Need, want, lust, love, crave, everything bad is good for me. My brain doesn't work correctly. The way I behave will only pave my path to my grave. This is never-ending. Loops, circles, round objects, lot of disproportionate holes, dripping on the floor, pieces of me like I'm seeding. Pick me up, water, and plant me. I want to grow tall and stronger. I'm wilting and dying. Just agree, even if it's out of pity, a masochist best describes me, baby, I'm so thirsty. For Tuesday mornings.
Wow.
Pretty powerful stuff.
Powerful submission, powerful delivery on it, my friend. Wow. I think I'm just going to be silent all night and just introduce people.
You know what? Actually, we do have a caller on the line.
We do.
If you want to be silent.
Someone who was at the event.
Yeah, I got to meet this person for the first time. And can I say, I have never been so happy to meet someone in my entire life, Veronica.
Wow.
Thank you so much for coming. You were absolutely amazing.
Oh, it was such a pleasure to meet you too and see the phantom for myself.
I exist. Uh-huh. It's weird.
Veronica, I gotta say, I didn't even second guess my decision to move down in the ranking as far as where I appeared in poetry because I had duties to do for the radio station. But when you went up and owned it like you did and drew as much applause as you did, I was beaming with pride for you.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoyed it. It was something. It was a great experience. I loved it.
Well, you're going to be on our next card for our next live event. I just want you to know you have a guaranteed spot.
Oh, cool. Well, check that box off. I'll keep my calendar open for you guys. I really enjoyed it.
Right on.
Excellent.
What do you got to share with us tonight?
I have a poem called Hope Storms. And I live on the fourth floor overlooking the west. So I can see the foothills and the mountains in the distance. And so storms sometimes are really wild looking. And one came over the horizon, and it just inspired this piece. Collective hopes for peace and love gather on the horizon, going up from many minds out into the ethers, building like dark storm clouds swirling up above. They gather with one another and join to like kind. Colliding thoughts gather mass in intensifying hope, expanding possibilities from darkness into light, united intentions, electrifying lightning's potential. When enough hope and love can stick together, an unstoppable surge goes forth, condensing love, ripping out darkness with a great and terrible force, lightning striking at the heart of hatred and greed, resounding the loud thunderous clap of minds united. Greed and hate may stifle, but hope boils in the sky like the greatest storm clouds churning green sky, a monstrous living creature ready to unleash the greatest force of all. Hope pouring like buckets of rain, dousing even the most raging flames of hatred and greed, a united thirst for greed's shackles shed, possibilities laid bare, ripe and ready for a harvest of plenty for everyone.
Nice.
Wow.
Owning it here, owning it live down at Forest Room 5, you know, that's what you do. You're just a poet through and through.
I breathe it. I breathe poetry. I wrote a piece called Bleeding Poetry.
Oh, you need to bring that next week, okay?
Will do. You guys, I love what you do. Thank you so much. It was an honor to be there, and it's such a pleasure to be back with you guys on Friday night.
Excellent. Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you. All right. Our honor, too. Have a great night.
All right. Good night.
If you want to call in like Veronica, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
And, you know, Veronica kind of hit it on the head. You know, we had her out to the event, and people, you know, say it's an honor to be able to call in and all that. But in reality, you know, this show is here for you. It's here to help you showcase your work. And you know, that's what we enjoy. We really enjoy being able to take that to the audience that we have.
Exactly. When we set out to do this show, I pretty much said, I don't want to read my own work. I don't want to do my poetry. I want these poets from all over the nation to call in and share their work. And I want to kick back and listen to some of the best poetry around the United States and beyond.
And actually, yeah, I mean, actually across the world, we've been getting some amazing poetry from around the world, including the last show we had.
Yeah, you know? From India.
Right, exactly. So I think there's so much, exactly. There's so much great stuff coming around. However, I would love to hear someone who's listening right now, who's thinking about calling but has been trying to work it up. Now's the time. Just try to take it. Just try to take the action. Give us a call, 303 386-3598.
Now, we're not calling, we're not asking for pledges, we're not asking for money for either of the two charities that we're working with, wildsight.co or giveautism.org.
Yes, we're just asking for the deepest part of you in the form of poetry.
Yeah, we don't want money, we want your deepest part. Give us a call, 303-386-3598.
I actually have a poem that I have found, stumbled across, and I would like to share it with everyone who's listening right now.
That'd be great.
It's called The Lost Village of Roanoke.
Oh.
You should know who wrote that.
I do know who wrote
that. I'll clue everybody in afterwards. The dragon flaps its wings, causing the wind to stir, and the trees to sway in the breeze it has created. The method to the madness is all well to see. The destruction, which is immense, cannot be debated. I sit on the hilltop and watch the scene below. I smoke my pipe and drink my wine as I sit in view. I pray to my goddess for all of the lost lives, an eerie chill seems to run me through. I hear screams from the village below me, and I fear their pain that they must endure. I am also in awe of such a powerful beast, all of his destruction so clean and pure. I decided to write this poem on this eve, to mark this seemingly final event. As such were the final moments of Roanoke, the village's demise I could not prevent.
Wow, you do that better than the original author.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know.
For everyone who's listening, that is actually work of J. Todd Underhill's.
And I've got to say, what a huge, I've got goosebumps because to have my sister cover my work and something that I wrote so long ago, I wrote that in 91.
It doesn't even say here. It doesn't even say here.
Before I started dating my poetry. Wait, that's wrong. Before I started putting the dates on my poems when I write them. So it had to be in the 92, 93, 91 era of my life when I was too drunk to even consider writing dates.
I think
dates
every artist can attest to the idea of dating or otherwise having a relationship with their work.
Mm-hmm. I do have a relationship with
my
work.
Yes, absolutely.
It's love-hate.
However, we're going to cut this relationship short for a moment because we need to go to a break.
Oh, we are being told that this is a hard break. Stay with us. Give us a call, 303-386-3598. You're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Hey, Lady K here. You need a new ride? Go to Commercial SX Motor. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300 or visit them at 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Go to SXMotorsLLC.com and get a hot new ride for the summer.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. Mmm, that's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
Queen's right? No.
You know what? Songs like this that don't make me, that make me feel less self-conscious that I wear spandex to the show.
Okay, so the other person in the studio knows. There you go.
There
you go. Wow. She knew it off that first beat. That was amazing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well, she kind of works with our technical
producer. She had no idea what I pick.
Whatever.
She doesn't know what I pick.
Whatever.
I don't tell her ahead of time.
All right, once again, you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm in complete disgust of the Bored Monkey's wife getting that music before me. Damn it. So.
We're in our last segment.
We're in our last segment. Jealous. Give us a call. 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we have some different poetry around here we'd like to use as well. You're finding one here. Do you know one? Which one
I don't know
like
which
do
one. You, why don't you take it and run it, and we'll just work our way around the table if need.
Okay. Well, I can, actually, let's do this first. Before we do that, there's something we need to attend to.
Uh-oh.
There is a member of our crew that that is working on a new level. Now, he's been working on this in a lot of places. He actually, last week, was on a training mission to Dagobah. And he's working on it. However, we're going to listen to some work he composed while he was there. Ladies and gentlemen,
he is
a haiku master.
Oh, boy, he's a haiku master.
There can be only one. Now.
There can be only one.
All right. I don't know what got into me there. You're not even Scottish.
No.
I might be.
You could be. Theoretically.
I could have stayed there long enough.
I could picture you in a kilt.
Okay. That's nice. Thank you.
That's disturbing.
I knew right after I said that I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, okay. Three haiku. We don't know what the subject is. Once you guess it, send it to us on Facebook, send it a private message. See what you can figure out. First, from the Haiku Master. Natural entrance down. Guided tour of a palace. Big room to explore.
Ooh.
You can't answer. That was the board op's wife, by the way.
Yes. You can't raise your hand even.
All right. Hang tight to the top. While nose is in a death sentence, migrate north for birth.
Okay.
Interesting, right? Stalag tights, hold on. Ribbons with straws and popcorn, stalag mites rise up.
Wow.
It's kind of baffling.
It is.
And it seems simple, but in the simplicity, there's incredible elegance.
Exactly.
That's why
he is
a haiku master.
He's a haiku master.
Hi-ya. What was that, my friend?
I was inspired.
So, did you complete your homework that I gave you 2 weeks ago?
I did complete my homework.
Are you ready to debut it, or are you holding off?
I can debut it.
All right.
We got a debut going on here.
All right, so to recap, one haiku, three words.
Three words.
All right.
One haiku. Thermodynamic, superconductivity, relativity.
Ooh.
That was good.
I like that. To prove that I'm really not a slouch, I did your homework and wrote it about you.
Ooh.
Uh-oh. This is like the Sith competition here.
Underestimate. Pseudo-intellectual. Preternatural.
I actually wrote one also.
All right, go for it.
But it's not about JT or J-Todd.
Dang it.
Monosyllabic. Socioeconomic serendipity.
Mike, what's your three-word haiku?
You didn't do your homework, did you?
No.
I can't do
Sorry.
It.
No, I sorry. Can't do it?
Sorry. Yeah.
I can't do it.
No, and you know what? With so many haiku masters here, honestly, I don't really care. So,
I'm not a haiku master.
So
I'm a haiku
does
apprentice.
That give me my level?
That's it.
Do you know what it was?
You are a level 28 haiku master. Now, we did have a complaint. I do want to let you
we
guys
had another
know
another complaint?
Yep.
Stating that haikus are supposed to be about nature, which generally in purpose is correct. And if you don't write it about nature, it's called a senryu. Until you reach level 25, and 25 and beyond, your
you
haikus can be about any damn thing you want.
Yeah, we live in an alternate universe, just so everybody knows.
All right.
So did you guys realize what mine was about?
Nah.
I thought it was about
It was
nature.
Very deep.
These were authentic. Authentic haiku.
Albert Einstein.
I saw what? This, yeah. but I wasn't sure.
What about these stalag tights? He didn't wear tights.
No, the other one,
no,
the three-word haiku.
Not yours. You know, my level.
Okay.
We're losing control. Let's go to the phone line. Please welcome for a second time tonight, he is the poet of the month for World Poetry Open Mic, Tate.
Oh, man, I just can't get enough of this place.
Right on. Glad to have you around here.
Hi. I ran across an old poem tonight I thought I'd share with you.
All right.
I know, this is probably one of the first I ever wrote. It's called The Garden of Tears. Near the road, a cemetery bloomed in the ancient noonday light, where an old man stood to his task of tending the graves each night. He'd spent his youth working, too afraid to spend emotion, took all he could from everyone, but gave no love to the devotion. Romance was not his forte. He practiced disdain for mankind, hardly giving love to another, closed away his heart and mind. Thinking life to be a race, he had pushed his way along, took from the world no pleasure, he'd whistled but heard no song. Now retired and long-lived, he thought himself to be paid. To have outlived all the others was reward for the plans he'd made. And as he'd looked to the stones he'd tended for all those he'd known in life, an old dream ached within his chest for the words written to his wife. She'd once been his true love, the only one he had ever known, but lost to another in his youth, he was aged but never grown. For now his tears water her grave, stones of family oh so few. The dreams of lost love fading, wonders of life he never knew. For called to rest some time ago, he lies cold among his peers, where a shadow on a winter night walks the graveyard of his tears.
Right on! Tate, again, my friend, you just bring it and bring it, and no wonder you are the Poet of the Month.
Well, I'm quite honored. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my brother. I'm glad you're sounding so much better, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. If you want to call in, thank you. If you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We only have a couple minutes left.
We're going to try and squeak you in.
Right. But one thing I want to kind of throw out is do us a favor this week for all the poets who are listening. It kind of gave us a week to recharge here and come back. We'd really like to start expanding this out to more poets as well. We promise we are, and we know for a fact we are working on multiple phone lines. So the call wait time is going to go drastically down. However, we do want to kind of grow this and allow people to call more, because that will hopefully motivate some expansion of time on the show.
Exactly.
So we're hoping for that. So if you could do me a favor and do us a favor this week, tell a couple of your poetry friends just to check out and listen to our show this next week. We'd really be honored, and we would love it.
Send them a link to our groups on the different poetry boards. Send them a link to our Facebook. Just send them a link to our website.
Yeah.
And let karma do what it's going to do. I do have one to share. This person has never called our show. I am friends with her on allpoetry.com. Someone who I love their work, and I've covered this in recording form, but I've never done it live, so forgive me if I fumble. This is entitled The Muses Dance by Beth Winter. My pen dips into madness deep to feast on man's last prayer, with visions meant to haunt your sleep and trap you in its lair. My unsound mind you dare to curse, to pass mock judgment of my verse. My unsound mind, with arrogance beyond perverse. I ride of love through dark of night, with innocence at rest, of passion rising to take flight in lovers truly blessed. Flights of fancy, so you believe, insane tales are what I weave. Flights of fancy that austere minds cannot perceive. When poets sit and set their quill to parchment waiting there, with creative ink to spill, there is no truth to bear. Let beauty flow across the sheet, words of love or demons bleat. Let beauty flow, as muses dance to rhythm's beat. Well written, Beth.
That's actually one heck of a poem, isn't it?
I know, right?
It's great. And so she hasn't called into the show yet?
No. I'm trying to coerce her to give us a call and give it a try. She claims not to be a spoken word artist, but with writing like that, how could you not be?
I think it's interesting when you're writing as a poet, you always do hear the performance in your head.
I do.
And I think that's probably true. This is something that we really love to encourage. Of course, you can always send in your poetry to worldpoetryopenmic.net, and we'll read it on the air for you. However, we'd love to encourage the spoken word part, because you've heard it a certain way in your head, and your voice reading it with those tones and those beats and those feelings, that is really something that comes together nicely.
Exactly. And if you're bashful about that, I do host a podcast as well. You can record it. Whether you set music to it or not, that's your choice. We do both. I said doo-doo. Anyway, we do both on the podcast, Music with Poetry and Dry Reads. I encourage you to email jtoddunderhill@yahoo.com and with your submissions. I would prefer MP3 form, easier for me to get onto the show. If it's not MP3, if it's WMA or something like that, I can go out and find something to convert
and
it with.
And also don't forget, there are people out there who are not necessarily writers, but enjoy reading and reading out loud.
Right.
Some people in this room might fall into that category.
And you can call in with cover poetry.
Yeah.
With songs. That's a good point, The Phantom.
Occasionally, I do cover songs as poetry. Oh, do we have a Fight Club?
I haven't heard about anybody actually really doing the homework from
a couple
weeks ago.
I think Dennis did one time.
I think Dennis did. Well, I mean, I was just going to see if anybody else did with the writing the worst sentence possible.
Okay. We'll make that the assignment again this week. We're not taking
maybe
a week off. Pray to write the worst sentence possible.
You can tweet it to us and
there
Facebook it to
as
us
long as
well.
It's under 140 characters.
Right.
Well, if it's a sentence, it might be.
So at any rate.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the lovely yet so sad the ending for the evening. However, next week we'll be back. You can give us a call at 303-385-3598. We'd like to thank our sponsor, Wild.
Wait,
I totally
say that phone
that
number again.
386-3598. There's a microphone blocking the phone number. I couldn't see it. We want to thank our sponsor, wildsight.co, apparel, bicycle apparel clothing. It's very cool. Go check them out.
And, of course, I do want to correct what I did earlier. I announced a drink that used to sponsor us. They no longer sponsor us. We do have a new one. It's Body Armor Super Drink. You're going to want to check that stuff out. It's got all the pluses of a good quality energy drink. It helps rehydrate you. And they have the super team. And you're going to want to go out to their website, bodyarmordrink.com, and check out who's on the super team.
And trust
team.
Me, with Body Armor, they are a super team.
They are a super team. So, you know, I won't say Ray Rice of the world champion Ravens is a part of that super team.
Well, you know, I think really we could go into the many benefits of that body armor over Zing T, but I don't think we're going to do that right now.
No. We're going to close up. We thank you for tuning in. You're listening to KZKO Radio, the progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide, feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. It comes again. Has it spotted you? Oh no. Have they got you too? Oh no. Has it spotted you? Step it takes, something inside me breaks. Hang myself by a rope of words. Whether or not it hurts, got to save you from all of your demons that had to score every trick that comes again.
one of my feelings took a ride today into a black box, and it came out gray.